My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, if you're looking for Tigers, we've done the first 2 hours on them. We're going to get right back into them. Odyssey.com Rewind. But the Red Wings do open tonight. And I wanted to have this conversation with Kenneth G. Cott, who will be live at the game tonight signing autographs. We enter, I don't even remember, what year of the Iser plan is this?
This is year 6 of the Iser plan. He's had since 19. His first full year was 19.
Got it. All right, so we're in year 6. And I found something interesting, Kenneth, because I know what I want to say, but betting odds don't agree with it. We all want the Red Wings to make the playoffs. Like, it doesn't seem like that big of an ask. Shout out Lomas Brown. It just doesn't seem like in a sport where over half the teams make it, we're not asking for much. However, here are the betting odds. To make the playoffs, courtesy of FanDuel, the Panthers are minus 430. The Devils are minus 430. The Rangers are minus 330, so that's three teams. All right, no problem, five spots left. Hurricanes, minus 320. Maple Leafs, minus 300. All right, well, three spots left. Wings got to be somewhere. Lightning, minus 230.
Down to two.
Bruins, minus 185. All right, well, then they got to be the last team, the eighth choice. Wrong. Senators, minus 105.
Dun, dun, dun.
Islanders, even money. The Penguins plus 125, and then the Wings at plus 140 as the 11th best odds to make the playoffs. Do with it what you will. But Kenny, here is my question to you. If the Wings don't make the playoffs, Steve Yzerman blank.
Steve Yzerman is on the hot seat, and it depends how that season goes, because it could be a little worse than that for me. I can't do another one of these. We're in year 6, Mike. This is the 6th year of a rebuild. We're not doing the Ken Holland plan of, oh, okay, 10-year rebuild. Yeah, I don't think anybody's cool with that, but what I can't deal with is pre-season. I have looked at every expert projection of how this season is going to go, and I haven't seen one with the Red Wings higher than the last seed in the wild card, but most of them have the Red Wings missing, and I just can't keep doing this.
So here's where I've arrived at. I think conversation about Yzerman job security is fruitless because he's got a limitless runway. I mean, it's just obvious. So I'm not interested in having conversations that are pointless. But here's where I've arrived at. I wanted to know from you, Kenny, if this is a safe space. If they miss the playoffs, he no longer gets to do it his way. That his way failed. And changes have to get made. Meaning ideological changes. Oh, I don't want to give out term. Too bad. I don't want to make a bold trade. Wrong. We're going to wait for a Sebastian Cosa to start 70 games in 2026. Wrong. I want to know where you're at with it.
I think that's a completely fair way to look at it, because in year 6, scraping into the playoffs and doing things your way and being stubborn about contract term and being stubborn about your rookie philosophy. Right now, you still have a bunch of guys in Grand Rapids that should be either here, and if they're not, they should be trade pieces. I'm not saying clear out the system via trade, but I'm saying there has to be real.
No, but think about this. We had an offseason, right? And what was the complaint? Okay, well, Valeni's a neophyte with hockey. Fine. All I know is, metrically, you did not get tangibly better in any way, shape, or form this offseason. In an offseason, you had $30 million in cap space. Did you get better between the pipes? No. Did you get better along the blue line? Absolutely not. And did you get better up front? No. You simply brought Kane back. So, guess what? Vegas agrees with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Mike, unless Husso, Lyons, or Talbot becomes that guy in goal...
You got three goalies. You don't have one.
And I said, unless one all of a sudden just elevates himself and you're like, wow, where did this come from?
And here's the problem. You know what? None of them are set up to thrive unless this defense gets massively better. And I again, on paper, I don't see that. Now, you want to say, well, some of the kids, fine, show me.
I think that's what we're leaning on, though, is Seider taking another step. Edvinson's here for his first full season. I think he takes a step because I actually liked what I saw out of him at the end of last year. Now, I guess they're sticking him with Petrie, which is, I think, a mistake. But, again, we'll see. And this
Why is Petrie even here?
I was thinking that as well.
Don't know. that's kind of what I wanted
to... Tigers, right?
That's what I wanted them to address in the offseason, though, is why is Petrie... Why do I have to look at Petrie tonight? Why am I going to LCA and watching Petrie play hockey?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I'd like to know, if the Wings don't make the playoffs, do we have a right to say blank about Yzerman? Or are you on the other side of it? And you go, well, guys, how can you expect something when they have the 11th best odds? Look, you just get into a space where it's like, no, I'm not directly putting Yzerman against Scott Harris. No, because Scott Harris didn't expect this. This isn't even Scott Harris's doing. This is voodoo. You have breakfast with your manager, and it's about surviving till the end, not plotting the greatest run in history. But it does get to a point where you're like, okay, if not now, when? And at the end of this season, if they don't make it, like it's just clear his way didn't work. So he will be charged with doing it a different way. You can't just keep slamming your head against a urinal.
Well, it's funny that you say, oh, well, you can't possibly expect that much because they have the 11th best odds for the people who think that way. And whose fault would that be, Steve? Whose fault would that be that you have the 11th best odds?
I know. And clearly, betting odds are not some gospel. I just thought, much like Kenny, you start looking around, you go, okay, well, who's got the Wings in the playoffs? And it's no one. And then you look at the betting odds, and it's not expected. And then I go back to the shows that we did where Kenny and I were upset about the summer and we got chastised. And I go, okay, well then, what's the point of any of this then? If I never have to get better, if the moves I make don't result in people thinking we're good or Las Vegas, most importantly, where dollars are won and lost on, I'm fascinated. Where does this go? Because, man, if they don't make the playoffs at a minimum, how would you not have the opinion, the Iser thing, it ain't it. Now, Steve obviously ain't going nowhere, but he's got to change. Now, is that not the fairest compromise I can make?
It is, Mike. And let's just say the quiet part out loud. If the person running the Wings' name was John Smith, I don't think he would still be around this long. But it is Yzerman, and we're all waiting for that for him to sprinkle the magic and for it to all change. And we're about to go into year six. And as of now, it doesn't look that way.
You're the 11th team in the East by betting odds.
Thought that you would do some big spending in the offseason. You brought back Patrick Kane. That was your big spin.
And, even,
and you signed your guys.
And even worse, that Ken Cal woo 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 song is now stuck in my head. So there's that.
Perfect.
Woo woo woo.
248-539-9797. David, any ticket text? I know it's Tiger's Day, but I didn't want to just omit the Wings because they are going to be a story down the line. And there has to be, I would imagine, from that passionate fan base, a level of expectation of, come on, we got to make the playoffs here.
Well, someone speaking your language, Rico, if the Wings don't make the playoffs, Steve Yzerman needs to be fired. Any other GM would have been fired, but because of his name, he's still here.
Right, but we're dealing in reality, folks.
Correct.
You could say what should happen.
So his name is Steve Yzerman, and it's not going to just happen like that.
It's like saying Bill Belichick in New England. Well, any other coach, yeah, they would have been let go sooner. But he's not any other coach. He's Bill Belichick. All I'm asking for is a seed change in how they do business if they don't make the playoffs. Look, Steve may get the last laugh. Maybe 2 months from now, the Red Wings are a story again. And they're red hot. And someone has stepped forward between the net. And now all of a sudden, we look like we have a legitimate rotation of six defensemen with one of them being a young Ray Bourque. I don't know. But on paper, I look at this and I'm wholly not excited.
Right.
Woo, woo, woo. David.
Guys, a coaching change before Yzerman goes. That is what needs to happen. Steve Yzerman is not the problem.
Didn't he already But hold on. He had a chance to let Lalonde go last year. Did he? No. Well, it's on you. Now all of a sudden you're going to do what? Like the NHL tradition where guys get capped six games into a season? I don't understand that. If you're one cold stretch early in the year from firing your coach, fire him in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he even there?
Yeah. Firing him at 3 games or 10 games into the season. Yeah, that really didn't make a...
Kenny, what do you make of the Lalonde situation? I mean, is he on that thin of ice in your mind?
Absolutely. I wanted him fired at the end of last year. So for me, if we're not, you know, sniffing playoff contention by the trade deadline, I don't want him anywhere near this team. Yeah, okay, he's on thin ice with me.
So by the deadline, you're not going to do one of these Berube deals where you're let go 6 games into the season.
Okay, well, if they start to slide, like remember the Blues? That's always the example I hear. The Blues in, I think, 19 fired their head coach after being in last place for a month or two, whatever it was. If that's the case, then absolutely. But I don't see that. That's a crazy town. But yes, he's on thin ice.
You going to win tonight?
Yeah, of course we are. Pittsburgh's on a back-to-back. Come on.
All right, I'm asking you. You know, I may want to dabble. I may want to dabble in the pucks.
Are you doing the minus the goal and a half? What are we talking here?
No, no, no.
There's no value on the money line. I'm just asking.
Minus 128.
All right.
That's better than you're telling me you're going to win, there's plenty of value.
Maybe you parlay that at Detroit Sweet.
No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buy one, get one. Yes.
Rico now sounds like Snoop Dogg. The answer is no.
For shizzle.
No, not that one. I'm talking our drop. Right. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your calls and ticket texts coming up next. Get back to the Tigers later in the hour. It's 97.1.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.